My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Jacoby Brissett with Arcand and Hart yesterday afternoon. Thank you. I was right in the middle of talking. Thank you. And we talked about it with Gerard Mayo yesterday on this show. And he fully acknowledged that they have issues when it comes to throwing the football.
That was right in the morning.
That was in the morning. Yes, it was.
Well, you would think that, and he said, as good as we run the football, we should have the ability to take advantage of play action. And that should really open some things up. They can't even do that. So that's a major problem when you're talking about your passing game.
And also, Wiggy, you would know this far better than I, but week one, you're playing the Bengals. The Bengals haven't seen your offense because you really haven't shown anything in preseason, and it's the first year Van Pelt's calling the offense, so maybe they were on their heels a bit. But 1 week later, whatever non-existent passing game that was there was pretty much removed by the Seahawks. So I wonder if that's another reason you would go to Drake May, that you've maximized whatever you're going to get from Jacoby Brissett. It's time to see what Drake May can do. And it's clearly an inflection point in that organization. Like, we all agree that Mayo would play Drake May if it was up to him, correct?
Yeah, I would.
I mean, I thought he was leaning toward it. You could reference the press conference where he said, "We've decided, I decided." I don't know, Curtis. Like a texter said, I got to find the text earlier, but when you look at Bryce Young and you look at Bo Nix, essentially they were saying that Gerard Mayo looks like a genius for what he has done in delaying the arrival of Drake May when it comes to starting quarterback.
I've also seen so many people bring up the fact that maybe he's saying it too much. He's overstating. We're behind Jacoby Brissett. We're behind Jacoby Brissett. It was just a year ago where we criticized Bill Belichick over and over again for not giving any type of support to the quarterback, not backing the quarterback. So it's like, what do you want? Do you want a coach that's going to say, we're going to stick by this guy, this is our guy, or do you want a guy that doesn't say anything at all?
Wiggy, that's a 230 text. Mayo looks like a genius when you see the performance of Bryce Young, Caleb Williams, and Bo Nix.
Can you guys show me the player that would have been great but was ruined?
I mean...
Don't do it. Don't.
All right, I won't do it.
If you can be mentally overtaken, overwhelmed, destroyed by the speed with which you start in the NFL, you were never going to be a great quarterback in the first place.
Correct.
So, to me, it's just, It's a self-fulfilling prophecy that Elliot Wolf performed this offseason in discussing the fact that you don't bring in top-line tackles, you don't bring in a guard, you don't augment an already weak offensive line, and then you say, I'd play Drake May if not for the offensive line. Like, yeah. You were the one who created the roster. And we all saw Brissett have a little bit better, he was more elusive in the pocket on Sunday, but Drake May does that far better. He has a far better arm, and he is the future. The days of just sitting back and enjoying the 5-yard outs to Hunter Henry are kind of long gone.
Well, you complained last year. All last year we complained about our passing offense. This year, and I said it, if Jacoby Brissett is to play all year long, you'll have a worse passing offense this year than you did last year. Granted,
he just doesn't see guys wide open.
But
maybe you can blame that on the line, like you brought that up earlier. Is he skittish because of the pass protection?
No, he's a backup. That's what he is. Like you're looking at a guy that is a backup quarterback and has been a backup his whole career. And when given the opportunity to start, you start to see, okay, this is why this guy's not a starting quarterback in the NFL consistently throughout the season.
He's been on 5 teams in 5 years. If you're good at the most important position in sports, you don't play musical chairs like that.
And if you go, okay, this guy's a good player to come in a game or two, maybe hold it together, won't make too many bad decisions, but it's not going to do anything crazy, he's your guy. But if you're saying, we need this guy to be our quarterback and be our starter, then you're seeing what he is.
For Gerard right now, he thinks he needs somebody that doesn't make mistakes. So and he's worried that putting Drake out there right now with that O-line, it's going to lead to really bad mistakes.
So then don't say we need to do more in our passing game. Curtis, say I'm cool with it.
On the text line and in the Twitch chat, what about RG3? So somebody who started early and was
but he was ruined due to injury, right?
And he was good his rookie year.
He was awesome.
He was really good.
I think he was rookie of the year.
He was.
Yeah, and then he got hurt. Like, when you say, like, ruined.
We're not talking about some catastrophic injury. We're talking about what,
like a Sam Darnold?
Seeing ghosts, whatever.
781 texter says Daniel Jones.
No, he just is just not that good. He was.
Yeah, Daniel Jones just has always.
And I don't even think Daniel Jones was the starter his rookie year.
He came in.
So,
they gave him a big deal after 1 year.
Right, but we're talking about as a rookie. I don't think Daniel Jones even started. That goes to more of Shime and I's side of the fence, where a guy who sat and's not very good, right? I don't think Daniel Jones started as a rookie. I could be wrong, but
he played 13 games in 2019.
All right.
And he had 24 touchdowns, 12 picks.
So
by far his best year.
I mean, I was listening to Jones and Keefe yesterday on the way home from Gillette, and they made a great point about Jacoby Brissett, which is when you're looking at that veteran quarterback and the mistakes that you're expecting he is not going to make, and that's your reasoning when it comes to not starting Drake May. Mm-hmm. You did not get that when he took that costly sack on third down and didn't throw the ball away.
Right. And is this team a playoff team?
No. Wiggy suggested that they could be.
They have the formula for being one.
Especially when you look at how the rest of the NFL has looked for 2 weeks.
But great defense and ability to run the football.
I'll rephrase it. If Drake May has a couple stinkers where he throws 3 to 4 interceptions, he makes bad decisions, all of that, I believe the fan base will say growing pains, not he ruined the season.
100%.
Right. Because you have to ask yourself this question, right? When you look at, and we bring up the Bryce Young situation, is it better for the Carolina Panthers to know what Bryce Young is his second year after playing his whole rookie year, and you're starting to see, like, he hasn't made any strides, he doesn't look like he's getting any better. Even if the team's bad around him, you could still see some growth.
It's better to know that early than wasting yet another season with Drake May next season, is what you're saying.
Right, because now, what do you think's going to happen? It'll probably be similar to what we saw with Zach Wilson. He's just not the guy. we need to now find somebody to bring in at that position. Because you can't wait forever.
If we waste a whole season, Drake May goes out there next season, we're all excited and he stinks.
Right. Then people are going to go, why didn't you play him his rookie year so we could have seen that maybe he's not ready or he's not going to be that guy. Right? And then maybe he has to go somewhere else and he figures it out over there or wherever it is, kind of the Sam Darnold situation. The issue, the thing in the NFL, whether it's, and I want people to really listen and understand this, whether it's a coach or a quarterback, the two most important positions, you need to know what you have relatively quickly so you can make the decision to move on or the decision, okay, this is the guy that we want to build around. And that's 3 years. I mean, look at Mac Jones. What was it, 3 years of Mac Jones? And we're like, yeah. All right, time for this guy.
Okay, but after one season, he looked pretty good.
He did. Right, there were people who said, oh, yeah, this is the guy. And then his second year kind of falls off a little bit. We blame the coach, rightfully so, because he hires somebody that has no qualifications. Then we give him another guy who has the qualifications his third year, and he still kind of has some of those bad habits.
But Greg, what was the one thing the organization did in advance of Mac's rookie season? They spent $250 million in free agency.
Yep.
And they built a team that was ready to help support and augment the guy they took at 15th overall. This past offseason, they did the opposite.
That's true.
Why would you not invest around a guy that clearly is going to need support as a rookie quarterback in the NFL?
Well, yeah, then you wouldn't have the, at least maybe the O-line concern that you have when it comes to Drake May and when you're going to put him in there to get killed.
Right. The only redeeming quality of this offense outside of Ramondre Stevenson right now is Hunter Henry. That was a part of that spending spree.
Right, and I think people look at Hunter Henry as like a good tight end, is a good player, somebody you want to have, but not somebody that's going to carry a team. Like, you know, he's not the Travis Kelce or the Gronk that we've seen where you go, okay, we got the best in the business. We have a solid tight end in Hunter Henry who is going to have a game like he had the other day, but that's not going to be something that we see all the time.
What happened to Travis Kelce, by the way?
I told you this before the season started. They're keeping him in the garage. It's like a really nice car, Greg. You throw the car cover over him. He's just sitting in the garage. They'll use him sparingly here and there. But then come the playoff time, they'll let him.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's the fact?
I feel like his head isn't in the game.
No, he's...
He's focused on something else. He's too busy writing love sonnets.
It's called old age.
Nah, I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Greg, I can't believe we have spent, I don't know, what's this, 5.5 hours on the show since Sunday without bringing up the biggest story of the weekend.
What was that?
Taylor Swift is a big Harrison Butker fan?
Oh, come on.
Did not know that.
Did you see her jumping up and down applauding
his
kick?
Well, yeah, her boyfriend's
team won. Ooh, he says stay in the kitchen.
And Travis spoke about Harrison when that whole thing first happened. He said he knows he's a good dad, a good husband. He doesn't agree with everything he says, but...
Just women stay
in the kitchen.
She
was wearing a Butker jersey, if you saw it.
She was not wearing a Butker jersey.
She sure did.
No, but it is the Taylor effect. He's gone downhill since he started dating Taylor as far as his production on the field.
Wiggy, in the playoffs, he was awesome.
Yeah, he was good in the playoffs.
He's not even he's in New York going to the openings of restaurants. He's not even practicing. I mean,
yeah, because they don't need him.
Time to get his
beard back. The regular season. They need him in the playoffs.
Why aren't you mad at Patrick Mahomes for going to New York?
Patrick Mahomes is good.
He plays and looks pretty good. Yeah.
Oh. Did you see this? Oh my God, TMZ, Taylor Swift and Mrs. Butker doing a cookbook. Yeah. This is going to be unbelievable.
Travis needs his beard back. That's what he needs.
He did get a new haircut.
Get back to your when you had the hood pass. Now he's completely gone. He's got
every time he has to bring up that Travis Kelce is no longer sleeping with African American
women.
Well,
he's not. He's completely lost his mojo. It's like Tiger Woods when he was banging Denny's and IHOP waitresses. He was spectacular. You know, you lose your mojo when you get rid of the things that you're used to doing.
Yeah, he hasn't lost his mojo. It's,
no,
it's called load management.
Now he looks Austin Powers.
Now he looks like a 70s porn star. That it's like, come
it's
on,
a different
Trav.
Vibe. It's Uncle a different, Rico.
And he's wearing a horrible, horrible Gucci Kangol hat that looks like just horrible. Trav, man, come on, come back, and you'll
be back
to all pro.
All right.
Come back. Do what? You want him to date
him
somebody?
Him and Post Malone. Come on back.
Oh, my God.
We need those guys back.
Post Malone tomorrow night. Yeah. I can't wait for that show. Although, is it going to be all country stuff?
Yep.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, they're advertising it as it's going to be the all, like, basically his all new album.
I was
yeah.
looking at set lists yesterday.
All right.
And he only does a few old tunes.
Damn.
Which is kind of disappointing. I'm excited for the show. Don't get me wrong. I can't wait. I'm just wondering on the collab stuff, like do they play the audio? Like when it comes to like Morgan Wallen, like does he sing along with the artist audio? Like do they do a video thing?
Maybe he just does that verse himself.
Probably. Yes, I would imagine
it depends.
That.
Sometimes they'll have a track.
So, right? I would assume, because that's the only way to do it.
Right.
Unless
I hope
it.
That he brings someone.
Good luck on
he
that.
He probably just does his verse.
Big, if you do a full collab album, like...
Yeah, but he hasn't been doing that. Like,
right, he probably just does his just verse, do though. Yeah. Like, you know, when whatever yeah. track that you like where he's featured on a guy's song, he probably just does his verse and you hear the instrumental of whatever that album was.
All right. It's a Tie Tuesday. Ty Law will be with us in about a half an hour at 8:20. But before that, we'll get to the news next with Courtney. And science has determined which New England state is having the best sex. And it's most likely because of what one couple did on a local beach recently. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better.
The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.